you know, I think everybody has different coping mechanisms for different things. And I think until you're put into a situation, you don't know how you're going to react. I had a son. I had a child that relied on me, depended on me. And as much as I had to be there and help Fabrice, I couldn't be a nervous wreck because I had someone else who I had to look after. So it was just about finding that balance and getting on with it. And for me, I'm quite a realist. So I was thinking in my head, right, I need a carer. I need, you know, that thing that goes up and down the stairs, that little chair thing. I was thinking, right, I need to find out how much one of them costs. You know, stuff like that is what I was processing in my head. Yeah, because they said to me he'd be in a vegetative state forever, or he'd have the mental capacity of a 2-year-old. So those were the grim options that I had. So already I was thinking when he woke up, he'd be the shell of the person that I actually, I wasn't married to him then either. So I, you know, we were kind
of... He'd proposed, hadn't he?
He proposed. I was his fiance, but we actually weren't married yet, so...
So you must look at him now and think, oh my goodness me. I mean, how is he?
Considering, you know, what we thought was going to be, he's done pretty well. He does suffer from short-term memory loss, but I think men in general do, so...
Yeah.
But besides that, yeah, he's fine, which is a complete blessing. We're very lucky.
How is he dealing with not having his football, with not getting up to train every day?
Stuff.
Yes.
I think he finds it frustrating, particularly in pre-season when everyone is away and there's nothing much going on. You know, he does stuff with the PFA and he gets bits and bobs here and there. And obviously we have this business. I can only imagine how hard that must be. I admire him actually for the way he's dealt with it, because for him it's just like, I'm alive. I'm so happy to be alive. Let's just get on with it. So,
what about when he's out and about? You know, what kind of reception does he get from people who recognise him?
Really warm. When it all happened, it was a bit overwhelming, because you have to remember he was at Bolton. He wasn't that known kind of thing. Yeah, obviously when you go to the stadium and stuff, but generally, you know, no one really took any notice.
And now everybody knows him.
Yeah, well, it's not as current in people's mind anymore, but at the time it was crazy, especially for me. You know, you're thrust into a kind of limelight, and it was actually very hard, because, you know, sometimes, you know, people are quite invade your space and you're trying to deal with someone who's sick. It's not like it's a happy thing where you're like, yay, look, you know. So that I found that quite hard, because I didn't want to do any interviews or anything like that. I was offered a lot of money to do stuff with him, you know, when he was really poorly, and I was like, it's just a bit tasteless for me kind of thing. And that's why I was like, no thank, it's fine kind of thing. But I think he's coped really well. The general consensus is it's love. It's lovely, lovely, lovely vibes from people. We don't have any negativity, and if we do, it's like 1 out of 100,000 or whatever. It's